Thanks to a last-minute extension of the deadline to participate, it's not too late to be part of the first-ever World Book Night in America.
World Book Night is a fabulous opportunity. All across this country, about 1 million books are going to be given away for free.
Vicki DeArmon is the marketing director for Copperfields Books, which is the local distribution outlet for the event. Here's how it works.
You can elect to be a giver by going to worldbooknight.org. You may have a nonprofit or a group of people that you know that doesn't have access to books or have the finances for books. That's what I did. I went there and I said, I want to be a giver and I want to give my books to the Children's Village in Santa Rosa. And then you look through their list of books. You pick a book that you've read. Like, I love The Hunger Games. And so I selected that one, and then on April 23rd, I'll pick them up and I'll take them to the Children's Village.
As Vicki mentioned, the book night itself isn't until April 23rd, but if you want to be part of it, you must apply online by 9 o'clock Monday night. You'll need to have already decided on a recipient group or organization to get the 20 paperbacks that you personally will deliver. Beyond that, the hardest part may be choosing which of the 30 available titles to share.
20 copies of The Hunger Games, for instance. Or, you know, you could pick Stephen King, The Stand, or you can pick The Kite Runner. If you look at this list of books, it's all the books that you and I want to read, probably. And they were picked by booksellers. In fact, some of these are on Copperfield's bestseller list. The Lovely Bones is here because of Winn-Dixie. There's children's books. There's mystery books. There's quite a selection.
The goal is to get 50,000 people across the country to participate. Successful applicants will be notified later in February. This is an expansion of an idea that was launched very successfully last year in the United Kingdom.
I guess it was just a home run. Millions of books going out to people who otherwise wouldn't have them. Huge success. Let's do it in the United States. So all the publishers got together and elected to do this.
DeArmon says it was booksellers and publishers who led the way in expanding World Book Night into this country.
People are always sort of surprised that booksellers would want to do something like this. But the basic heart of the bookseller is that they want people to have books. And so World Book Night just spoke to booksellers all across this country. They've really taken it to heart. And then the fact that the publishers are so generous to have donated this many books, they're going to pack them up, ship them to each store, and we're going to have them standing there waiting for those people. I mean, that's very smooth and easy and not complicated.
For those who choose to get involved, Vicki adds, this is an easy and cost-free way to experience the joy of giving.
The publishers are donating all the books. There's no sales component of it. It's just free books going into the hands of people who might really enjoy them. It's that excitement that you have in reading a certain book and being able to pass it on to people who you think might enjoy it also. And we don't get that opportunity a whole lot without having to fund it ourselves.
In case you're wondering why this is happening, specifically on April 23rd, that's because two immortal literary figures, Miguel de Cervantes, author of Don Quixote, and William Shakespeare, both died on this particular date back in 1616. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.